Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope is a place where you can receive an encouraging word for yourself and your family. And lately, God has been talking to me about the growing darkness in our world and the light of Jesus Christ. And, you know, the Bible, the New Testament talks a lot about the light. As I've been studying about the light, I've been learning more and more about the light of God and the light of Jesus Christ. And I've also been talking about it on my podcast, which is a little 10-minute video cast I do every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can listen to my podcast anytime on Facebook or YouTube by going to my website, www.voiceofhopetoday.org. And I post there my podcast and also all my radio programs. So if you miss a radio program and go to my website, you can listen to my radio program later. And so on my podcast, I've been talking about the light in the world. And I want to continue talking about today because I think it's very important for us to understand how to walk in the light and overcome the darkness. And we started last week by talking in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, which is the first place where we see the light of God. And it says there, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw the light was good." And so, we see in the beginning, the world was totally covered with water and darkness. There was absolutely no light in the world at all. There was no life in the world, no plants, no animals, anything. It was just totally darkness and totally water. And the first thing God did is God spoke and there was light. Now, this isn't about the sun, moon, and stars because that happens in verse 14 when God creates the sun, moon, and stars. No, the light that we see in Genesis 1, 3, when God said, "Let there be light," is the light of God. The light of God filled the earth. When you look in the book of Revelations, in the new heaven and the new earth, it says there's no need for any sun, moon, and stars because Jesus will be the light in the new heaven and new earth. And so when God began to create the world, the first thing was God created light, which was He is light. And out of that light, God created everything else. But light comes before creation. And it said there, the Spirit of God was hovering over the earth and over this darkness. And then as the Spirit of God was hovering, the light of God came into the world. And you know, today we look out over our world, there's a growing darkness in our world. Growing evil in our world, growing greed and corruption, lying, cheating, stealing, hate, anger, and lust. There are wars and conflicts in marriages and families, conflicts in nations, conflicts in people groups. We see growing poverty. We see growing strife, sickness, and death. We see all these things growing in our world today. All that is part of darkness. Darkness hides evil. Darkness does not produce life. Life cannot grow in darkness. So, you know, we can get depressed about the darkness. We can get angry about the darkness. We can lose hope because of the darkness. Or we can turn to the light of God. And I believe in our growing darkness in our world today that the Spirit of God is hovering over the world and God is getting ready to release His light into the earth. And His light will bring life and change into anybody who receives Jesus Christ and walks in the light. And so we need to learn how to live in the light. See, God's Spirit is already moving in the earth. And His light is already beginning to appear. But we need to learn to live not in the darkness of this world, but in the light of Jesus Christ or the light of God. And so I want to look at some scripture verses. And you know I like to look at scripture because everything we teach needs to be based on scripture. And so you can write these scriptures down and look at them later. but just listen as I share these scriptures and talk about them. Just write the scripture reference down, and you can look at it later, think about it, and pray about it, so the Word of God becomes alive to you and to your understanding. So the first scripture I want to look at about light today is in 1 John 1:5 through 10. 1 John 1:5 through 10. And it says, "This is the message which we have heard from Jesus and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all." So John establishes here, this is the message, this is the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So if God is in us, there's no darkness in us. If God is working in your life, there is no darkness in your light, because there is no darkness in God at all. God is totally light, and everywhere God goes and everywhere God works, there is light. And so he goes on and says, verse 6, "If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth." So he says here, God is light. And if we fellowship, if we say we fellowship with God but walk in darkness, we are not in the truth. We are not speaking the truth. Because you see, you can't walk in darkness and have fellowship with God, because God is light. God does not inhabit darkness. God's light overcomes darkness. And so, you know, fellowship is not just praying to God. There are many people that pray to God. Fellowship is talking with God. That is, you talking with God, and you're listening to God, and you're walking with God. You know, Adam and Eve, before they sinned and disobeyed God, God came down every evening, and God talked with Adam and Eve face to face as a man talks with his friend. And Adam and Eve every day would talk with God, have fellowship with God, talk about their day, talk about the things they saw, talk about the things they did. See, that was a close fellowship with God. But when they disobeyed God, then darkness came in, sin came in, and they did not have that fellowship with God anymore. See, sin destroys our fellowship with God. Darkness destroys our fellowship with God, because God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So if you say you have fellowship with God and you walk in darkness of the world, you lie and do not practice truth. Verse 7, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." It says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, what we have fellowship with one another. See, if we walk in light, we have fellowship with God. If we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another. See, what brings division in the church and what brings division among Christians and body of Christ is darkness. It's where we hide things from one another, and we deceive one another. We don't speak the truth to one another. We have unforgiveness in our heart. We criticize one another. See, all that is darkness. See, James said in James 1:16 that we need to confess your sins to one another, that you may be forgiven and that you may pray and be healed. And see, we have to be open. See, anything that you hide is in darkness. As we walk in the light of God, we walk in light in fellowship with one another. And then he says, when you walk in light in fellowship with God and you walk in light in fellowship with one another, then the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. See, sin gets cleansed as we walk in the light. Sin cannot live in the light. See, when you expose something to light, then sin cannot be there anymore. See, I used to have some plants that were growing that had some diseases on them. And I sprayed them and everything else to try to kill the disease, but still the disease was on them. And I couldn't understand why the disease was not going away. And the disease was hindering these plants from growing and being productive. So I went to talk to someone about it, and they said, "How much sunlight is on these plants?" And I said, "Well, there are some trees and things around that are blocking the sunlight, so they're only getting about 3 or 4 hours of sunlight a day." And he said, "The problem and the reason the leaves are diseased and the plants are not producing properly is there's not enough sun, because the sun hinders the disease from appearing on the leaves and hindering the growth of the plant. See, when we walk in fellowship with God and in fellowship with one another, it hinders the disease of sin in our life. See, when we hide sin, then sin grows in our life and hinders our growth. But if we confess our sin to God and we walk in fellowship with God and we walk in fellowship and openness with one another, it produces spiritual growth in us and spiritual growth in the body of Christ. John 1:8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Now, all of us sin from time to time. We do things we shouldn't do. We speak things we shouldn't speak. We have bad attitudes we shouldn't have. We sometimes have unforgiveness in us, and those things are darkness. If we say we have sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We're not being honest if we say that we don't have a sin or that we're doing something and deny that we're doing something. But he said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So, you know, we all sin because we live in a world of sin. And God understands that. That's why God sent Jesus Christ and his blood to atone us for our sin. But the great thing about it is if I confess my sin to God, then God forgives me of my sin, cleanses me from all my sin, takes me away, and that restores my fellowship with God. So I found in my life, every time I make a mistake or I say something I shouldn't say or have a bad attitude, I repent of that thing. I confess that thing. If I've done something to somebody else, I ask them to forgive me. If I've had a bad attitude or spoken evil, I ask them to forgive me. Because as soon as I confess my sin, it restores my fellowship with God. See, we need to constantly be allowing the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us of our sin so that we can walk in the light as he is in the light, so that we can walk in the victory that God has for us. Now, if you're not a born-again believer, see, the way to get into the light and have the light come into you is to accept in Jesus Christ your Savior. Become born again. Confess your sin to Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sin. I repent. Repent means I choose to turn away from my sin. I give my life totally to you. See, then you're born again and you become a child of God. That is how you begin to walk in the light. But we need to not only just be born again and be saved, we need to live in the light and not allow the darkness into our lives or allow sin or anger or hate or any of these other things into our life. In Colossians 1:12-14, it says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. See, God has qualified us. Qualified us means God has enabled us or qualified us through the blood of Jesus Christ to be born again and become his child. You see, you don't become a child of God by doing good works. You become a child of God by faith in Jesus Christ. You become a child of God by confessing your sin, repenting of your sin. You become a child of God by being born again. And as you do that, you are changed. You're changed from glory to glory into the image of Christ. See, you enter this light through Jesus Christ. You enter this light through being born again. Thanks give to Father who qualified you to be partaker in the inheritance. All that God gave to Jesus Christ, God wants to give to us as we walk in the light. And he's delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us, that is, transferred us, moved us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his Son, Jesus Christ. See, we are no longer, when we are born again, when we are saved, when we give our life to Christ, we are no longer people of the darkness. We are people of the light. We are open with God. We are open with one another. We don't hide sins in our life. Anything you hide is darkness. And darkness hinders your relationship with God and it hinders your relationship with one another. But it's not only turning from darkness, it's not allowing darkness to have control over our lives. And in James 1:17-18 says, every good gift and perfect gift is from above and comes down from who? The Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. So we see here that God is the Father of lights, and there is no variation, change, or shadow of turning. See, shadows are not real. Shadows are cast because something is blocking the area. So if you have a big building and the sun is behind the building, it casts a shadow on the ground. The shadow is not the building. It's just a shape of the building is a shadow. If I'm standing and the light is behind me, then there I see a long shadow of myself in front of me. The shadow is not really me. It's just an imitation of me. And shadows always change. See, as the sun moves, the shadow changes. The shadows on one side during the morning and the shadows on another side during the afternoon. See, because shadows don't remain the same. The thing that's positioned, the building remains the same, but the shadow moves. And you see, sometimes as Christians, we've been moved from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, into the kingdom of light. But sometimes we still remain in the shadow of the world. And the problem is when you walk in the shadow, then you are not really who you're pretending to be somebody you're really not. And the shadow hinders the growth on your life. And shadow hinders God bringing fullness and his blessing on your life. You know, when you hide in the shadow, you're a born-again believer, but you're still hiding behind the world. You're still pretending to be somebody you're really not. And the problem with pretending to be with the world is always changing. So we see Christians always changing because they remain in the shadow of the world. And I believe God is calling Christians out of the shadow of the world. The shadow of the world is temporary. God is calling us out of the shadow of the world into the light of his Son, Jesus Christ. See, when you're in the shadow, it blocks the light of Jesus Christ. If you're in the shadow of a building, it blocks the sun. And if you don't stay in the sun, it hinders your growth, hinders your healing, hinders your spiritual development, hinders the life of God in you. So we not only need to get saved and born again and move from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light of Jesus Christ, we need to get out of the shadow of the world. Shadows are not real, they're temporary, they're always changing. You know, shadows often seem bigger than they really are. See, when you look at the world looks wonderful. But the world is not real. It's temporary. It's going away. Things of the world that look beautiful and nice are temporary. They're going away. They are just a shadow. They are not the real thing. The kingdom of God is the real thing. And God wants to be part of his kingdom. And we're part of his kingdom. We are qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. When we walk in the light as he is in light, we come into the blessings of God. We come into salvation. We come into the revelation of God. We come into deliverance. We come into healing. We come into deliverance from fear and anxiety and hopelessness. Because light, when light shines on us, it destroys all those things. See, if you walk in the light, you're not going to be afraid. If you walk in the light, you're not going to be trying to hide something or pretend to be somebody or not. See, God is calling us into the light. You see, the problem is not the darkness in the world. The problem is that many Christians are walking in the shadow of the world instead of the light of Jesus Christ. And because of that, they aren't showing the light in the world. See, if we walk in the light, then we demonstrate the light of Christ in the world. The light of the world is in us. The light of the world is in Jesus Christ in us. In 1 John 2:15-17 says there, do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. See, the world is passing away, and the lust of it are passing away, because the world is just a shadow. The real thing is the kingdom of God. The kingdoms of this world are going away, but the kingdom of God is growing. We need to put ourselves fully into the kingdom of God. We need to put ourselves fully in the light. Do not love the world or the things of the world. He says, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh. Lust of the flesh is desiring things that satisfy your flesh. And when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he had been fasting for 40 days and night. And God said, and the devil said, you have power to change these rocks into bread. See, Jesus' flesh was desiring bread because he was hungry. And the temptation of Satan was, you use your power to satisfy your flesh. But Jesus said, no, no, no. See, because we don't use the giftings and abilities and blessing God has given to us to satisfy our flesh. No, we use it to enlarge and enhance the kingdom of God, to show forth the light. The lust of the eyes. Satan showed Jesus all the kingdoms of this world, all the riches of the world, everything that was in the world. He showed it to Jesus. He said, if you will bow down to me and worship me, I will give you all this. See, the enemy wants to show you all this wonderful things in the world, this, that, and other beautiful things. And he wants you to compromise yourself with the world to get those things. But those things are a shadow. They're temporary. They are going away. Jesus knew that. He knew he was coming, establishing a kingdom that had no end, a kingdom of power and glory. The things of the world did not have control or power. That was a lesson. The pride of life was Satan took him on the top of the temple and said, throw yourself down, because the Bible says if you throw yourself down, the angels are going to rescue you. No, no, Jesus said, I don't tempt God with those things. See, we don't tempt God by trying to prove who we are, that we're somebody important. No, we don't need to prove we're somebody important by what we do. We are important because we are children of God. We are children of the light. Our importance is not in ourselves or what we do. Our importance is in our relationship with God. So don't allow the enemy to tempt you with pride. But yield yourself to God. Be open to God. Allow the light of God to be in you. In John 8:12, says, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So Jesus, God is light. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He who walks in me, he who follows me, shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. See, Jesus is light. And when you have Jesus in you and you follow Jesus, you're not going to walk. You can't walk in darkness. And if you do make a mistake, you just need to confess your sin, repent of it. Jesus is going to forgive you just like that. And you can continue walking in the light. Don't hide that sin. Don't hide that thing you've done. No, repent of it. Turn away from it, because it hinders your spiritual growth, hinders your walk with God. In John 12:36 says, while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. So, you know, Jesus is the light of the world. You need to follow Jesus. You need to walk in the light. But you need to believe in the light. That is, have faith in the light. Don't have faith in the world. The world is just a shadow. Don't put your trust in the world. The world is a shadow. The world is going away. The world is getting more evil. Things are going to become harder. No, you need to put your faith in the light of Jesus Christ. Get out of the shadow of the world and get open before the light. Become transparent before the light. You know, confess your sins to God. Confess your sins to one another. Get things out, and so that the light can come into you, and believe in the light so that you may become children of light, because you walk in the light and live in the light. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. Matthew 5, 14 through 16. She says, you are the light of the world. See, when we live in the light and light of Jesus lives in us, we become the light of the world. See, if the world is in darkness, it's because we are not being light. We need to be the light in the world. See, Jesus is no longer in the world. When Jesus was in the world, he was the light of the world. But now Jesus lives in you and me. And when we live in the light, we become the light of Jesus Christ in the world. So with growing darkness, what we have to do is turn up the light. We need to not hide behind the world. We need to not hide and do things that are wrong or pretend like we're like the world. No, we need to be the light of the world. He says, you are the light of the world. As a city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand that gives light to all those who are in the house. He says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. See, he says there, let your light shine. How do you let your light shine? By the works that you do, the good things that you do in the power of God and through the love of God. See, while the world is angry and hateful and doing evil things, we as children of the light are doing things that are good. We are loving our enemies, praying for those who despitefully use you, doing good things to people who do bad things. We don't act like the world because we are children of the light. So let your light so shine for that they may what? See your good works and glorify your Father who are in heaven. See, God is hovering over the earth by his Holy Spirit. He's wanting to release the light of his love, the light of his power, the light of his grace, the light of his inheritance. He wants to release his light of his love and power in the world. But he releases that through us as we walk in the light. See, I'm not afraid of the world. I'm not afraid of the darkness because the light of Jesus is in me. And if I walk in the light, I walk in my inheritance, and then I am bringing light to other people. See, light just doesn't happen in church. He says, don't put your light under a basket. No, people get in church and they get all excited about Jesus in church. And they worship Jesus loudly in church. And they praise Jesus loudly. And they talk about Jesus in church. No, that's the basket. Light is not supposed to remain in the basket. It's not supposed to remain in the church. No, the light is supposed to be in the world. We are supposed to be children of light in the world. God is calling you and I as light in the world. And I want to continue next week about talking about how we walk in the light and the change that happens, because I believe that we are coming into the greatest time of the history of the church. God is getting ready to pour out his Spirit upon who? People who walk in the light. Not people who walk in darkness, people who walk in the shadow, people who hide things and pretend to be somebody they're not. No, God is going to shine forth his glory and his power and his light on people who walk in the light, who follow Jesus and walk in integrity and openness and show forth God's glory and power. Not their glory and power, but God's glory and power. But anyway, I just want to encourage you today and invite other people to listen to Voice of Hope. Go to my Facebook, to my website, www.voiceofhopetoday.org, and you can listen to my podcast, or other people can listen to this message later by going to my website, because I post it all on my website. But I just pray for you today. Lord God, I pray for every person today that is dealing with issues in their life. Give them victory through the power of your word, through the power of your Spirit. Lord, as they confess their sins, turn from their sins, and put their faith in you and begin to follow you, Lord God, I pray the light of Jesus Christ will grow in them and cause them to overcome every work of the enemy and be a demonstration of the light of God in this world. Lord, we thank you that we do not have to be fearful, we don't have to be discouraged, but we can walk in faith because of you. Lord, I pray your blessing upon every person today. In Jesus' name, amen. So I just pray today that God encourages you by his Holy Spirit, that God empowers you by his Holy Spirit as you walk in the light. Have a good week, and Lord willing, I will see you next Sunday on the Voice of Hope. God bless. Bye-bye.